Kabayan carried a basket holding 6 rice cakes to eat during the day's walk into town. Suddenly, hunger struck him, but it was barely noon, and he needed the food for later. But he was so hungry. "I'll have just one," he said, and he gobbled up the first rice cake. But he was still hungry. "I'll have just one more," and he ate the second rice cake. But he was still hungry. "The third rice cake will do the trick," and he ate it. But he was still hungry, and he ate the fourth with a rumbling tummy. But he was still hungry. He couldn't control himself. "The fifth rice cake, this has got to be it. That will control my hunger," and he wolfed it down. But he was still hungry. Finally, he could stand it no more, and he ate the sixth rice cake. Ah, at last, his hunger was satisfied, but his basket was empty. "Darn! If only I had known that the sixth rice cake would take my hunger away, I would have eaten that one first and have had 5 rice cakes left for the rest of the day." Kabayan was digging a hole one day when his friend Ali saw him.
"Kabayan," Ali asked, "why do you dig?"
"To plant a banana tree."
"Why do you plant a banana tree?"
"To eat the fruit."
"Why do you want to eat the fruit?"
"To get energy."
"Why do you want energy?"
"To dig the hole." A deer walked through the jungle one day when a small lizard said "tsk" and a large owl said "hoo" at just about the same moment. Startled by the owl, the deer jumped into some grass, frightening a pheasant. The pheasant flew into a hornet's nest. The hornets swarmed out of their hive and attacked a wild pig. The pig ran and stepped on a mongoose's tail. The mongoose dashed up a tree and dislodged a mango. And the mango fell upon the head of Kabayan, who was sleeping below.
"Hey, mongoose, how dare you throw that mango down on me?" Kabayan cried.
"It wasn't my fault," the mongoose said. "Pig stepped on me and I was scared and ran up the tree."
The pig said, "Hey, it's not my fault because the hornet stung me."
"Hey, it's not our fault," cried the hornets, "because the pheasant flew into our nest."
"Hey, don't blame it on me," cried the pheasant. "The deer sprang on me."
"Oh, no, it's not my fault," said the deer. "It was the owl who scared me. He said who?"
"Oh, no," said the owl. "It was the lizard. He said zik."
And the lizard just sat there without saying a word. Then all the animals and Kabayan chased him out of the jungle to punish him. One day, Kabayan and his father-in-law went to build a deer trap. Kabayan started digging, but his father-in-law refused to help.
"Pa, why don't you help me? This is hard work."
"I don't feel like digging. I think I will build a bird trap instead."
Kabayan grew angry.
"Well, Pa, if you don't help me dig this deer trap, I won't share the deer with you when it's captured."
"Well, I won't share the bird that I'm going to catch with you either," the father-in-law retorted. "You won't even get a tiny piece."
Both men angrily went on with their work. In the morning, the father-in-law rose up early to check his trap. He saw a fine deer in Kabayan's trap, but his bird trap was empty. He was disappointed, but then he thought of an idea. He put a rope around the deer's neck, took it out of Kabayan's trap, and crammed it into his bird trap. Then he ran back to Kabayan's house.
"Wake up! Wake up, Kabayan! Let's see if there's anything in our traps."
Kabayan rubbed his sleepy eyes awake and went out to the forest with his father-in-law.
"Look at this fine deer that I've caught in my trap, ha ha ha."
Kabayan looked suspiciously at his big deer trap and then looked at the tiny bird trap. He was silent, but deep in thought. Laughing, Kabayan's father-in-law went back to the house for breakfast, but Kabayan did not. Soon Kabayan's wife became worried that he had not returned.
"Oh, where is he, father? Maybe he was eaten by a tiger. Oh, go out and look for him."
Her father tried to console her. Then he set out to find him. He finally found Kabayan sitting at the edge of a river, staring intently at it.
"Finally I found you, Kabayan. Come and eat breakfast." "Kabayan, what are you doing, just staring there at the water?" Look, Pa, I see something amazing.
What's so amazing about water?
Just look at this current, Pa. It's very strange. The water is flowing upstream, not downstream.
That's impossible. Water can't flow upstream, only downstream.
Well, Pa, why can't it be done? If a deer can be caught in a bird's trap, why can't water flow upstream? His father-in-law hung his head in shame at being caught. He gave the deer to Kabayan, and Kabayan then gave his father-in-law nothing but leftover bones.